Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you from Power in Unity Ministries. And I just have a song in my heart that I want to begin with this morning. I worship you with lips of adoration. I worship you with a company of praise. May this vessel be a place where your glory is embraced as I come and worship you. Sing with me. I worship you with lips of adoration. I worship you with a company of praise. May this vessel be a place where your glory is embraced as I come and worship you. I worship you with lips of adoration. We worship you as with a company of praise. May our vessels be a place where your glory is embraced as we come to worship you. Hallelujah. I just wanted to sing to him this morning because of all the words that he gives us and all the encouragement that he gives us and all the advance notices, the warnings he gives us. I just wanted to praise him. You praise him right along with me this morning. Let me begin his word. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Ooh, hallelujah to the Lamb. I hope you feel him like I do this morning. But glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People are praying as before as I open the door just a little more. Ooh, hallelujah. There is coming a great shifting of power to be as America bows again and worships me. I remember the leaders of old used to pray. They'd go to this church and pray before decisions were made. There is coming a great shifting of the powers to be in America as it bows again and worships me. America to Christ is coming back, and that, my friend, is a fact. Ooh, hallelujah. You take that to the bank, devil. You take that to the bank. Mercy and grace I spread anew for all the valleys and the fires you've been through. He takes note, people. He's not forgotten where you've been or how you've been or how many fires you've had to go through. He knows them all. Be alert and do not be surprised as you see my glorious church arise. You know, so many I hear nowadays say the church is defeated. We don't have the power. Oh, I don't know about you, but the church I belong to has the Almighty's power flowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is the church of Almighty God. Hallelujah. There's no sign on it saying we're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, United, whatever. It doesn't say that. It says we belong to the church of God Almighty through his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. And our cross is our family crest. Hallelujah. You came through the cross. You're my brother and you're my sister. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. He says, be alert and do not be surprised as you see my glorious church arise. My church defending what is right, heaven and earth join in the fight. Remember the visions of the angels. You could see them as far as I could see. They've come to fight with us. Hallelujah. Father God has given his best. Jesus is saying, come unto me and I will give you rest. Though there are battles, we will surely engage. Our greatest weapons are worship and praise. How many times has he said that? In your worship, he comes and you abide in his presence and all the chaotic stuff going on around you disappears as you sit at his feet and drink it in. Aliens, allies. It's not aliens, it's allies. Allies from around the world will see, come on, listen, the change in America is Christianity. Woo, hallelujah. I have a dream, and that dream is to see a Christian flag flying somewhere around wherever the White House might be. Praise God, telling the whole world, we are serving God, the Almighty God that created all things, and His Son, Jesus Christ, who died to set man free. Allies from around the world will see the change in America is Christianity, pouring out my new wine as we dance and dine. Ooh, hallelujah. I am the rock on which you stand. Lord, you are the light and the great I am. I am sitting here grinning from ear to ear, as you all can see if you're watching me. You take away all my doubts and fears. The world just seems to fade away as I sit in your presence today. Hallelujah. The peace and rest I feel makes me know that you are really real. I don't care what anybody else says. You can't take away an experience with God. And you can't get rid of it either. If you were a young child and you felt God and you walked away because the world was laughing at you or whatever reason, you never get away from that pull. He's always pulling you back to his side because he loves you and he doesn't want you to die. Reaching down your hand from above, you touch our souls with tenderness and love, breaking bondages and change as on our path you rearrange. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. America from ashes will rise as the sins that engulfed her dies. Woo, hallelujah. You get that Christian flag flying. You get Christianity arising in your church again. You get that fire and that flame going in God's people again. America will rise from the ashes and be that beacon she's supposed to be. As sin that engulfed her dies, a new and glorious nation she will be as she bows and worships me. A beacon for all nations to see, all power and authority is in me. In me there is nothing to fear. I hold mankind, oh, so dear. We're made in his image, people. We're made in his image, made to have a heart that's tender and full of love and giving and kindness and gentleness and goodness and long-suffering and just all that stuff that God is. I am your closest and dearest friend, and I will fight for you till the end. Praise God. What a beautiful word. I just want to go over and over and over this. Woo, as he reaches out to us and he changes the tune and gives us a little bit of revelation here. To many nations, there is coming a great shaking as I, the last idle brick, I am breaking. Many wounds see the deception. I come to make the correction. What a revelation. What a promise. Prepare for a great breakthrough as I reveal every plan, ploy, scheme, and coup. Hallelujah. Loosen my tongue, Lord. The enemy devised to keep you bound, but I am turning his smile into a frown. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, I just got to read those two more, and there's so much more. But come on, give me this 1 minute. To many nations, there's coming a mighty shaking as I, the last idle brick, am breaking. Many wounded see the deception. I come to make the correction. Prepare for a great breakthrough as I reveal every plan, ploy, scheme, and coup. The enemy devised to keep you bound, I am turning his smile into a frown. Many eyes will open as they see the chains are broken. To the foot of the cross they run, remembering the war has already been won. Woo, hallelujah! Woo, I can hardly sit in my chair. My Lord and my God, give me a pulpit. Hallelujah. Seeing I am the key that opens the door, I am the peace that they are looking for. Now picking up their shield and sword, they now run fearlessly through that door. What was that first thing he said? People are now praying before as I open up this door. Hallelujah. And now picking up their shield and sword, they now run fearlessly through that door towards the enemy, a frontal attack, knowing that I've got their back. Praise be unto God. And then there seemed like there was a halt in the heavenlies. And I began to see this massive army that he had put together to go across this land suddenly with pretense and precision and determination stop dead in their track. And I'm looking at them like, whoa, you were running fearlessly, frontal attack, and now you stop dead in your track? As they were coming against the enemy, they realized, come on, they were in one accord, fighting for truth, justice, and righteousness for the true, almighty, only living God in his Son, Jesus Christ, through the power of his Holy Spirit. They were realizing they were in one accord. The unity that God desires for us to grasp so that we understand that's where power is. And in the same precision and determination and one accord, they dropped to their knees and worshiped. Suddenly, they begin to shout the victory song. That's what I saw suddenly in the midst of what God was doing. They realized they were in unison. Hallelujah. There were no Baptists or Methodists or Pentecostal or Presbyterian or United this or United that. There were no names. They were just united in Christ for God Almighty, my Lord and my God. And then I heard these last two lines. They now are on bended knee, bowing to the God of love and all authority. They were realizing who they were serving. God Almighty, the creator of all the galaxies. Anything that has been created from the beginning was created by God through love, peace, joy. They worked in unison. Father, God, Son, and Holy Spirit work in unison as one. And that's what he's been trying to tell us, follow us. I give you all that power and that authority through my Son, through the blood that is applied to your life. Ooh, I'd stop right here before I pray and just tell you, if you don't know this God today, I invite you to him right now in the name of Jesus. We pray. All you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I accept Jesus Christ into my heart. Cleanse me. Wash me clean with your precious blood. Then I ask you to mold me and make me and change me and use me for your kingdom work. That's it. All the old things have passed away. Everything has become new. There is now, therefore, no condemnation in you, for there is no condemnation in him. For he says, come, come, I am eternal life. I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah to God. That's it. You find you a God-believing, devil-stomping church and go to work. Praise God. First learning and then helping out. I've got to stop. My Lord and my God, let us pray. Lord, we now see you high and lifted up. You are our light and our brightness. We see you all in a different way. You are the one who designed the heavens and the earth, the one who created all galaxies, dominion, time, and space. You are the one who breathed life into the whole human race. You are the God of the universes. You spoke and the waters moved back. You designed man to live with you forever. Jesus, when sin entered the world, you made the way back to the Father. You and you alone are the way home. It was your precious, sinless blood that dripped from the cross that made the way. Lord, you are our lifeline, our protector, our provider, our healer, our defender, our best friend, and so much more. You promised to be with us to age's end. You, Lord, have given us power over all sickness and disease, over all the demons of hell. You have given us authority to use your name against the lies of the devil. It is your blood that has been applied to our life that protects us from all harm and danger. The enemy has no authority and no power over those who are in Christ Jesus. So we come together to lift you high and glorify the one true, almighty, living God and his Son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten, our Savior and the Holy Spirit. May your light shine through each one of us every day. And even before they see us, may they see you. Amen and amen. God bless you this morning. I love you so much, but God loves you so much more.